from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hung Lu?
I'm sorry?
My boy Hung Lu?
I'm tough as wood.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I hope this isn't true. What do you think of Mike McCarthy? Choke artist.
Yeah. Thank you.
He's a choke artist.
He's got a Super Bowl.
The Cowboys have gone 12-5, three straight years.
Yeah, but he let the Niners come in with Jimmy Garoppolo in Green Bay, knock them off. Aaron Rodgers has one Super Bowl that has a bunch of dust on it, but he's validated. He's got a Super Bowl, but I don't think much of him, Steiny. And he lied to get his last job when he told Jerry he studied analytics all off season and the years he had been off, and he lied and admitted that later after he got the job. But I see you smiling, so you like stuff like that. You cannot lie and get the job and then admit you lied about it.
Okay.
You can't lie
at an interview.
What a say you.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Oh, I see myself just content here, working my butt off.
Well, what have you been doing with your off time, Mr. Steinmetz?
I've been looking for a job. That's all I do. Bill's in Palo Alto. Hey, Bill, how you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to put this out there. You know, when Ayuk, he signs a $32 million contract with the 49ers. The check's in California. They work in California. You know, they're going to lose half. Half of that money goes up in smoke to the IRS and to the government. So that's something to think about when they're signing these contracts in this state. They're going to lose a lot of money.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Bill.
But it's a lot of money they're going to end up with, too. I did that with the CeeDee Lamb thing. All the money he was losing without state taxes. And Norm was like, son, that's still a whole lot of money that he'll be getting. I'm like, you're right.
It is.
I'd like to have those problems. I'm sure you would, too.
Yeah, well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year.
Let's go out to Jeff in Hayward. Let that be a mantra for us. John Lynch, very well stated. John Sally, Jeff in Hayward.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing? This is Jeff from Hayward. Enjoy the show, Stein the Guru.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
I want to talk about the 49ers. The 49ers have this window. The team is stacked. Everybody in America knows the team is stacked. Defense and offense is stacked. Now, I want to say this about the team. It's making it to the Super Bowl and losing for consecutive and making it to the playoffs for consecutive years. There is a window, you guys, that you know that if you don't, it's hard getting back there.
Yeah.
And so when that window closes, it closes. I don't want to see them, and I'm not a Niner fan. I'm a Saints fan. But there's a window. The 91 Bills lost four consecutive years. From 91 to 94, they lost. So it's looking like, you know, that window is going to close. And, you know, these contracts are going to come every year, this Ayuk contract, and they need Ayuk. They need him badly. And if they don't sign him, they're not going to be that team. You know, they're going to lose something. Enjoy the show, and I'll keep up the good work, you guys.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the call.
You know, that's interesting. Real quick, go ahead.
Well, I don't think.
Lynch, I believe in those windows.
Do you?
Not meaning you can't win.
John Lynch is a Hall of Famer. He clearly doesn't believe in windows.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year.
You got to earn it every year. They haven't earned it yet.
Right. And so did Buffalo. Yeah. They earned the chance to get to the Super Bowl and be the best. But the point being, Steiny, is they've built something to where you don't have to go out on a limb. It's not far-fetched to know the Niners are a badass roster.
Okay. Yeah, they got
a
good roster.
And with that comes winning to the highest degree.
Yeah, well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year.
They got it. See, what he's saying is,
stop it.
We have to earn being a Super Bowl team.
And the caller's point was, you're going to have to pay people, you're going to lose people, and you're not going to be able to get far down the road like you have. That's all the caller's point is, Steiny, regardless of who your quarterback is.
You've got to prove over the course of a season that you're a Super Bowl team.
Right.
They are not a Super Bowl team right now.
But
no team is.
But can I tell you this? They're favored. They are favored in Vegas, if you're into that, to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And they got to prove it.
It is
again.
All that is. That's right. Yeah. They have to prove it. Just because Vegas says it doesn't mean they're going to get there.
But right. History tells us right now they're in a window since 2019.
Well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that
because
every year.
Because he's saying they don't even look at it as a window.
Well, you better. You got Trent Williams, get 2 more years now?
4 out of the last 5 years. Okay? Yeah. They proved that they were a top 4 team over the course of the year. And this year, they haven't proven anything.
And I'm more nervous now about this year because of what's going on off the field and the disease of me and the fact that Greenlaw won't be around. The run defense was shaky. No Armstead. And maybe no Ayuk. Oh my gosh, this may be the most difficult one of them all.
Yeah, that would be the most rewarding and gratifying.
And I was listening to, and I said this to you, Shasky and Evan this morning, and I agree, Steiny. I think Evan said it. The NFC is better, but so is the NFC West.
You just want to worry.
You think I like? No. You know what? This is not church. I got to be careful. Sports worry is not real worry. Real worry is when you can't pay the bills.
Your life is sports.
Or you got health problems. I'm still hooping at 50.
Oh, my God.
I'm watching TV. Come on, man. I love what
he's hooping at 50.
I see Evan every day.
TV.
I was going to say I get to see you every day, but I see Evan every day. Come on, man. Life is good. Just admit, Buffalo.
What about
do you think?
Them?
Would you have said when they lost the first Super Bowl that it was a pretty good bet they're going to get back the next year?
Never. I would never say that.
What about the Warriors when they lost in 16? Well, they went and got Durant. But
yes,
come on.
That's different.
Won their first one without Durant. Okay. It was a pretty good bet they might be back the next year. Not that you were saying it's going to be a layup, but it's a pretty good bet that the champ of the NBA would be back or be a factor.
I don't know.
And Buffalo did that 4 straight years and then went away.
Why? The last 6 years in the NBA, we've had 6 different NBA champions. So nobody's gotten back and repeated. Denver won a title. They didn't get back. You can't assume Denver's getting...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
That's more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back? Just one of four or five
good teams. Well, I called them a dynasty.
You know, like, what if this year the Rams go 17-0?
Dude, I like the Rams. I like what they're doing.
Then the Rams are 17-0, and you're not going to be the best team in football. You got to prove it.
Well, I guess doing radio with you, what you've been consistent about in this topic, Steiny, is you're going to start losing things and people.
Yeah.
And I think, to me, that's happening a year early. I thought it was sign Ayuk, we trade Debo, or we'll decide. You're not even figuring out what to do with Ayuk. And then out of nowhere, Trent Williams wants more money, but yet you don't have it to give to him as of yet? That's strange.
I don't think it is. With Trent Williams, I don't think what's going on here is
strange. That might be a little strong, but still, he's not around. And Steiny, next week he'll be back, Labor Day, or whenever they report.
Who?
Trent. I'm with you. I'm not worried about him at all. Now, if they had a game this Sunday, Trent would have been back Monday. That's what I was getting to.
We don't know when he's coming back. You know, I mean, how can you even make a prediction on it?
Well, some have. Jerry Rice, oh, Andrew Filippone. Is that the goal line?
How do they look now?
A fumble lie.
Yeah, no.
I'm not even mad at those guys.
I'm at my wit's end.
So is John. So is Kyle.
Steiny, tell Guru to check the San Antonio Spurs titles. San Antonio won every other year for their run.
Right.
Yeah.
No, he was just saying that to you.
No, he said tell Guru to check out the Spurs. See, people who have watched sports for an extended period of time usually realize that when you're 0-0, it's not guaranteed that you're going to the Super Bowl.
But that Spurs doesn't apply to what we were talking about. They're the anomaly.
Oh.
And the Chiefs may be headed down that road, like the Patriots.
Yeah, well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year. I agree with that.
Okay. But when you got talent and coaching like they have, it's almost a given, Stoddy. It's a given.
Well, you can't just barring injury. That may dictate a season. It might. It might, and it's also not necessarily a season-ending injury. It's, McCaffrey misses three or four games here, and Williams misses a few games there, and Purdy misses three games.
I swear, nobody cares. I understand, but I'm still going to say it. Grandy, I am so ready to, it's only one game, I am so ready to pick the Jets week one Monday Night Football.
Oh, don't let Shanahan know that.
How can you feel comfortable picking the Niners after what's been going on and still going on?
Because they still have a loaded roster.
Right, but two guys that have been nowhere around and may not be around.
Okay, I think you can still beat the Jets.
Huh? And you might.
Oh.
But you don't feel good about it.
I don't feel good about beating the Jets with those guys. You know why?
Yeah, well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year.
They got to earn it. They can start earning it by getting the Jets.
But getting guys back.
They haven't earned it yet.
Yeah, but you got to get guys back.
No, you don't have to. They might not have to get guys back. That's all I'm saying. You want to talk about Steph Curry?
I want to talk about great ones that never won, coaches and players. Karl Malone, Stockton, Nelly.
Barkley.
Romo.
Tony Romo.
Oh, he might get to the Hall of Fame. That's just me.
How many playoff games did he
two.
Win?
It's like,
two.
Like
two. Is that as many as Dak?
Dak is 2-5.
And what was Romo?
2-4. I don't know. 2-4.
Okay. I think 2-5 in the playoffs better than 2-4.
But you know the Hall of Fame is not based on your playoff record, man. It's everything that you've put together. Yardage, touchdowns. And we forgot James
Romo's
Brooks.
Romo's not a Hall of Famer.
Oh, look at his numbers.
I use the eye test.
Okay. We forgot James Brooks, number 21 on that Charger team, too. Oh, with Dan Fouts. He was a bad boy.
Why don't you name me three defensive players.
It's his first time, Jim!
On that Charger team?
Yes.
Oh, come on, Stoney. That, why would Evan laugh? That's when it hurts when it comes from Evan. I just faintly heard him.
Well, Steph Curry's richer today than he was yesterday.
What do you do with 61 M's like that? No,
well,
seriously.
As our friend just called, it's only 31.
Okay, I get that. That's still a lot, though.
Well, then.
I wouldn't have a starving friend, not one of my family members. I would be Hammer, MC Hammer. You couldn't know me and not be in a good place. 31 million on top of what you already made. There would be no homeless for me. Floyd, that meme where Floyd's with the money.
We can't separate you from $100 from a fantasy football league. If you were rich, you'd be even stingier.
Oh, stop it.
And here's the other thing.
I pay when I pay.
Here's the way you got to look at it. Give me the meat. 61 or 62 million.
Oh, boy.
Cut it in half.
Okay.
It's down to 30. Will you listen? Right. 31. Cut it in half because Aisha gets the other half. Now we're down to 16. Okay? Oh. Now we're down to 16 already. And guess what? Cannon? And the other two little brats,
okay,
they're going to get their money.
What about my career
Curry's
earnings?
Curry's walking out of there with $7 million.
What about my career earnings, pal? This goes on top of what he's made. Look at you. It's envy. It ain't jealousy. It's envy.
Who?
People making this type of jack.
Why don't you envy Steph Curry?
The money.
He worked his ass off for it.
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest. You ever seen him play golf? You ever seen him play ping pong?
Curry.
Have you ever seen him bowl?
Hey, take a playoff. Curry is now guaranteed to make $536 million off NBA contracts in his career per ESPN's Bobby Marks.
Okay.
Only two other players in league history have crossed $500 million.
Who?
Can you two name them?
Well, first of all, it's not $500 million. I just told you. Cut it in half.
Okay. Can you name it?
Cut it again.
I'll give you the first question.
What's the question again?
Two others that have made over $500 million in contracts in the NBA
LeBron.
History. Damn. Evan, you knew that one? All right, there's one more. Evan, I'll let you go.
Well, I'm pretty positive about this.
Oh.
It's Durant.
I wouldn't have had Durant. Good call. He got it. Would you guess Durant?
No. Probably not.
That's a lot. That ain't generational wealth. That's, oh my God. You could go to other countries and fix it. Like with that type of chicken. Wow.
Will in Pleasanton.
I'm serious.
Will wants to know what Guru would do with $62 million, I guess. Will, what's going on?
What's up, guys? I just have a question for Guru.
What's up, baby?
So, Guru, do you think if you had $61 million, you'd put your $100 in early and you'd show up to a birthday party with a full bottle of booze?
Hey, I told you I purchased a full bottle, but I would do that. Now, why does that bother me? Yeah, I'm glad you can laugh. But, Stoney, I would leave. I wouldn't come
to
work.
We see through you. Please.
I am the system of this show.
And if Evan needed something.
We see through you. And whatever he needed, I had it. And whatever you needed, I had it. That's incredible, the blessing that the Lord's given these guys.
It's incredible, the blessing the Lord has given us.
And I'm looking at the gas prices as I gas up.
See, this is kind of what I mean. You know what? You're telling on yourself.
No, I'm just, inflation is real.
So you don't think you're blessed. No wonder you think everybody else stinks.
Yeah. You know,
because you think you didn't get what you had coming to you.
No, I couldn't shoot.
So you think you had something coming to you that you deserved, but you never got.
No, this is it. This job, this career is it.
I met the criteria to be selected, but I wasn't.
Hey, Stoddy, I'm being real. I am blessed, man. Money don't buy happiness. It can rent you some fun. But listen, I'm telling you, I'm blessed.
Thank
I got
you.
Great parents, great friends. Am I wrong to just...
But the Niners haven't won a Super Bowl.
To think about what I would do with that type of money.
Are you wrong to think about?
I would be on an island. Margaritas all day. Biggest TVs in the bathroom.
So you would drink every day?
I would work out, but I honestly believe I would.
You drink every day. So hold on a minute.
I am ready to go.
So wait a minute.
Evan, come get your boy.
If you made $62 million, you would essentially do exactly the same thing as you do now, but on an island.
Dude, with water.
You would drink and watch TV.
No doubt about it. The best TV. Oh, man. I travel, Steiny. Have my own jet.
What would the lab look like?
There you go.
The lab would look like I need to answer that tomorrow. To be continued, Evan. Imagine what the world would be my lab.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I would help people. I am that guy.
Yeah, the last option. Notice he didn't say, I'd like to have $62 million to fix the world's problems. No. He just wants the big screen TV and alcohol.
I said that earlier. Oh, man.
Yeah, 707 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Goo, money does not equate to happiness.
I just said that.
Well, no.
It'll wrench you some fun. Come on, you know I know that.
I don't know what you know.
I just would take care of my friends and family if I had it.
No, you wouldn't.
It's not. You don't know me.
You can't. So what do you start making $30 million, just start peeling off $600,000 to
if
me?
If you were in the clink and you called me at 2 in the morning and needed a ride, I'm the dude you call.
I'd call you for a ride. I'd call you for a car.
I'd come pick you up.
Buy me a car.
I would do that.
I wouldn't accept it.
Oh, see, but that's you.
Don't you get it?
If you bought me one, thank you, baby.
I wouldn't accept that kind of gift from you.
If I'm making $62 million, why not? That's not even a gift.
Size matters.
Thank you, Bob. Dude. Just think about it, man.
I couldn't take a car from you.
Why?
Because I know that down the line, you wouldn't have managed the money right. And it's not going to last very long.
No way you can blow that.
And I don't want to have a car of yours if you're scratching and clawing in 3 years.
$536 million.
Cut it in half.
That's getting me mad.
Well, you got to.
Man.
And then.
Give me 36 EMs. Real far.
And then you got to cut it in half again.
That's amazing, man.
California. What's it called? What's that thing called?
Texas.
Yeah, no. When you get divorced.
Alimony.
Yeah. Half and a half. If you're lucky,
I'm out.
Depends on who makes the most. They got to pay.
If you're lucky, you get half.
53%. I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
That's the guy I need, man. Those are my rules. That's how I feel about you guys. Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you pay $100. You owe me an apology for yesterday.
No.
I paid. What did I do? I paid the fantasy bill.
And how hard? Aren't you glad you did? Seriously.
It is sinking in that I pay. It's a weird feeling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And now we all root for you to come in 11th. Because I don't want you winning money in this tournament. One more time.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year.
It's
nothing
real.
Is given in this
nothing
league.
Is given.
We have
it's
a very talented
out.
Team. We have a
They're
very
talented, very talented,
a proven so team that's
proven.
Won a lot of games. But this is a new team.
It's a new team.
We like our team. We feel like we've improved.
We're confident. Don't get me wrong.
How have you improved?
This team has never fallen short.
They haven't
on resources.
Fallen short on resources.
How have you improved, John?
One of
the top spenders in the league.
Internal development.
I think there's reason for that. We've got a lot of good players. Our talent acquisition has worked, whether it be through the draft, whether it be through trade. And as a result, we've had a lot of top players in their leagues at their respective positions. Yep. So that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
It does make things tougher. Those are our challenges. Those are the things we have to deal with.
People are so short-sighted. The reason they're in this predicament is why. It's because they've got great players.
But not
but
great results.
Great
they don't
results.
Have the ultimate.
No, but they have great results.
The Lombardi.
Only one team.
Andy Reid
has
two of only the three. One, that, Kyle should have both of those chips.
Oh, he should.
Yeah. Okay. Like the when I do the Warriors should have six. I'm telling.
Yeah. And everybody thinks you're a lunatic when you say that. You just living in
Evan's
fantasy,
waving.
Man. Boy, I've done the read.
You got the goal, my brother.
The break. Okay, hey, let's go to break. And on the other, we got the two short segment, on the other side on 95.7, the game.
The world would be my lab.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7, the game.
All right, so we were trying to do a little math during the break. And this is about what I've come up with. And you, somebody out there who can do these numbers, great.
Tell me. Steinmetz.
So essentially, Curry signed a $62 million contract for 2026-27. So the boss comes in. He's like, what is that look in a paycheck? So here's what I did. I was thinking about it this way. All right, let's take the taxes out right away.
So that's half.
So now we're down to 31.
Okay. Yep.
31. Well, that's a little tricky to do the math, so I'm going to say let's take it down to 36 because it's easier to do by 12.
Okay.
So let's say it's about you're making $3 million a month.
Oh my.
$3 million a month. So essentially, every 2 weeks,
what do you get?
You get $1.5 million. Now that's just basketball. I don't know what Breed is giving him. Not Matt. I don't know what Subway's giving him. I don't know what Under Armour's giving him. But it looks to me, if I've done this right, let's knock it down to 1.4.
Okay.
Or 3. Every 2 weeks. So it says pay to the order of Steph Curry, 1,400,000, I think.
I could not, thank God we didn't do this at 10 a.m. I'm really going to drive home and think about tonight, how blessed they are and other athletes. But if you knew me and you were my family, long-distance cousin, I had it. If you call me, you hit lotto for knowing me. But, Stoney, I'm going to tell you something.
It's not that easy. Trust me. And I'm not saying I'd make $1 million.
But you can't.
It's not that easy. You would have people coming out of the woodwork.
Now, that's different than Steinies and Evans and cousins.
You would have a million Steinies coming out of
but
the woodwork.
But Dana's and Rutherford's and Reg Basie's and Canes, they would
going.
All be taking Ronties.
Mia June. And Milan and Little Daryl.
We're talking
and
about
Norm
million Steinie, 500.
Where would you draw the line?
I would. There is no line.
Ernie Chavez.
Do you want a Bentley? Meet me at the Walnut Creek.
See, you don't have concept of this kind of money,
Steiny. I'm good. The money's gonna
what about Drew down.
He deserved
what do you
it.
Want? San Jose Jazz fan. What do you want?
It's not how it works. You
Lauri
would not,
Matthews.
You
what would, do you want? You a private jet to come from Arizona to the games, Steiny. The money's going to outlive me.
And not if you spend it that way.
And I'm saying this, I hope this doesn't go. Evan, you tell me. I'm asking for you, not Steiny. Real quick here. The entertainment industry, the actors, they're all overpaid, right? The teacher should be getting this money. The policemen and firemen and doctors. That's all. No shade at anybody getting it.
Oh, here we go.
But they're overpaid, bud. Just admit that.
You know what?
To put the ball in the hoop, you get $61 million.
Hey, Guru, you ever seen that documentary? It's a 30 for 30. I think it's called Broke.
Yeah.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not. It's not a joke.
There's a lot of athletes that go broke talking the way you're talking right now.
Evan, but it wasn't this type of bread.
Yeah?
Well, adjust for inflation, maybe.
All right, so I wouldn't buy them a Bentley, but my clothes, you got it.
You would find that all of a sudden you had 500 close friends if you made that much. You know what? 888-957-9570. You don't have to tell me your salary, but nobody who's making less than, let's say, a million call in. Just, I don't make this kind of money, but here's what I know. You don't just start giving it away when you're making it. If somebody's got, you don't even have to make $60 million. Give me a millionaire out there. Just give me a millionaire, and you tell me how much you're giving away to friends.
Whew. Wow, man.
You'd go broke. Yes, you
would. I'm going to lick that dog. If it's a 30 for 30, I'm going broke.
Yeah. Because friends and family come out of the woodwork, and you know what? And this is a compliment.
I got a big heart.
Yeah, you won't be able to say no. You will not be able to say no to people.
But I'll be able to finance whatever we need
until you run out of money. Will and Marin.
Oh boy,
what's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I love you, Guru, but at the end of the day, you know this. You're extremely intelligent. I love a lot of the things that you have to say, but I just got to say, homie, you know this. You get what you pay for in this world. If you don't pay the top dollar, and this is everything, and this happens. Yeah. This is, I'm talking about from the police officers to the actors, what you're bringing up, and everybody. You get what you pay for in life. I mean, if you spend a dollar on a sandwich, that sandwich is probably not going to be as good as the one that's $13.
That's real.
Right?
That's real.
So if you look at it and you go, okay, cool. I could pay someone cheaper, but he's not going to be Brandon Ayuk. It's not going to be Debo. It's not going to be any of the top guys because they want to play for top dollar or actors. It's like, cool. Could you have done the Avengers with a whole bunch of B-listers? Yeah, but no one would have went and watched it. The visual effects would have been amazing. The plot would have still been the same. There would have been the finger snap with Thanos, blah, 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 blah. But it would have sucked because no one would have wanted to watch it because there would have been any actors with any merit. Just like in football, basketball, baseball, golf, backgammon, I don't give a you know what. If you don't pay the top athletes top dollar, you're not going to get a top dollar product. And that's just it. I hate to say it, but that's the way it is, right? It's kind of even your boys at ATCO. You don't pay your boys at ATCO top dollar, they're probably not going to go that extra mile to give that good inspection, right? I'm putting that on the table. They're not going to do that. Yep. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
just life. It's like, Steiny, are you going to come into work tomorrow if they tell you, hey, we're going to have to cut you back $30,000? Probably not. So that's all I'm saying. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Love it.
Appreciate it. Mike's on the Bay Bridge, and he says, money doesn't go that far, goo.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey guys, I'm a little nervous to opine on this, but you know I've been blessed, I've been fortunate. I work my butt off. My wife works too. We make a lot of money, and I can just say that from where we are today, from where we were when we were making half that, even less, it affords you some things, but not a lot. And it doesn't go as far as you think. And so you know we try to help out family, but it's expensive living in this town.
Yeah.
And so I get it why that has an impact with athletes. And what did I see about Clay? One of his decisions for going to Dallas was the taxes. Hey, one other thing that was from an earlier show.
Yeah.
Football players, right? These guys have been held down for so long and have gotten screwed on their contracts, right? That they get hurt and they get no money. And everyone's talking about how messed up it is that the receivers and everyone wants the guaranteed money and all this. Every other professional sport's got the guaranteed money.
Yep.
And no one puts their life on the line like the football players. And the NFL makes so much money. Look, the reason they're bringing in private equity is obvious, right? They need to be able to pay these players more for the entertainment factor. So that is the one sport that I am fully supportive of the players. Like NBA, maybe they just have too much power, but in football, those guys deserve to get paid.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. I kind of get mad at the Players Association, Stoney, but I know it's 53 guys. But why would that, you know, baseball guy can eat a donut and have a belly and be in right field and not get a ball for 2 hours, and football guy's risking it all.
Evan?
And it's...
You want to address this as a baseball guy?
That's where the money's at too, Evan.
Not every baseball player is Bartolo Colon, okay?
Fred Flintstone.
Boy. Hey, what's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Willard and Dibbs on the other side. That segment was also brought to you by Lucky California.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.